It's Reading with Rella B.
Rella B.
I just have one question. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
To come along with me.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
To imagine with Rella B.
Hi friends, it's Rella B. Thank you so much for returning and joining with me. And if you're new here, I would just love to let you know that first we're going to get our brains and bodies ready. And after we do that, we are going to welcome an amazing author to come and share their book with us, followed by a quick shout out for everybody who supports the show. We call them co-creators. So we're so glad to have you here today, and let's go ahead and get started. So before we get started with the riddle, let me go ahead and tell you how it works. I'm going to give you three hints, and then I'm going to give you a few seconds to guess. Are you ready? Hint number one, I am eaten all over the world. You can make me thin or thick, but I'm always flat. Do you know what I am? Hint number two, I'm made with basic ingredients you can find in any kitchen. I can be topped with cheese, meat, or vegetables, or just enjoyed by myself. Do you know what it is? Hint number three, I am often paired with meals or used to wrap other foods. Ooh, sounds like a good one. All right, if you guessed flatbread, you would be correct. And the reason that flatbread was our riddle is because we're going to have an amazing author that is going to share a cultural story about aloo partha, which is a traditional North Indian dish, which is very similar to a flatbread. So before we go ahead and introduce her, we're going to start with a stretching and imaginative activity. We're going to stretch our arms out and pretend like we were a flatbread. How flat can you get? Be mindful of your space. So if you're sitting up in a car, maybe you can't lay all the way down flat, but if you're in your living room, maybe you can lay down flat like a pancake. What else can you think about that's flat? I mean, pancakes are flat. Sometimes, if you pop a balloon, it'll go flat. If you put your hands on top of each other, or maybe you just sit them on top of a desk or the seat next to you, they can be flat. There's so many things around us that have so many dimensions. We could probably unfold a box and make it lay out flat if we cut it up, or maybe we didn't tape it together. What else around you is flat? Take a moment to think about that. And while you're thinking about it, we're gonna go ahead and welcome out our guest. Let's go ahead and get her so she can read us Mira Makes Aloo Partha. Are you ready? Oh my goodness, guys, we have a special guest today, and her name is Sangeeta. Have you ever had a traditional food that you like to make with your family, or maybe at a special time of the year? Well, Sangeeta has an amazing story to share with us that's pretty much just about that. Hi, Sangeeta, how are you?
Hi, Rella, how are you doing?
I am great. Thank you so much for joining us today. So I wanted to hear a little bit about your book that you're going to be sharing with us today.
Yeah, so my book is titled Mira Makes Aloo Paratha. So Mira is this 8-9-year-old little girl who kind of gets into a fight with her best friend. And then when she comes home really angry about it, like her grandpa, her dadaji, he kind of calms her down. He gets her involved in making the dish. And as they make this dish, they get into this awesome conversation about stuff. So like, that's how the story flows. So you also get the picture to picture, like how the dish is made, and it has been illustrated beautifully. So it's kind of like that.
Oh my goodness, I'm so excited to hear about it. I know that I've been in fights with my friends before, and it's definitely frustrating.
Oh yeah, it's no fun.
All right, well, we're ready to hear it.
All right. So here's the book, Mira Makes Aloo Paratha, written by Sangeeta Narayan, illustrated by Noor Al-Shalabi. I'm not friends with Shelly anymore, Mira kicked her shoe off angrily. Hello, my darling child, Dadaji said. She always wants me to be her student. Why can't I be a teacher? Mira continued. She paced the room. Water, Dadaji offered. Mira gulped it down. Water helps us calm down, Dadaji said. It also helps us make your favorite dish. Meera followed Dadaji as he walked into the kitchen. Can you please help me pour the water into this flower, Meera? Dadaji asked, pointing at the pitcher of water. Meera washed her hands in the sink, then grabbed the pitcher. Dadaji warned, slow and steady, sweetheart. You can't rush when you're cooking. Meera nodded and slowly poured the water. Don't you get angry when someone tells you what to do all the time, Dadaji? Meera asked as she watched the floor turn thicker when Dadaji kneaded the floor. Not if I can learn something new from it, Dadaji replied. Do you remember when I learned to play tabla? Dadaji drummed on the table. Or when your dad taught me the rules to play baseball? Dadaji continued. It was so much fun to watch the game with him when I knew how it was played. Dadaji looked at Meera. Now can you help me peel the potatoes? But I've never done it before, Meera worried. I'll show you how to do it. Dadaji picked at the skin with his spoon and peeled the potatoes. Meera watched him and carefully copied his actions. You are an excellent student, Dadaji smiled. Now let's mash them. Can you stop treating me like a student? Meera wailed. Dadaji shrugged as he got the potato masher from a cabinet. You'll miss out on the fun part. He then placed a couple of peeled potatoes in a bowl and smashed them, making faces as he did it. Meera grinned at the sight. Can I try? Meera asked. Dadaji smiled and handed her the masher. Who taught you to cook this dish, Dadaji? Your dadima, your grandma, is an excellent cook. I learned everything I know from her. Dadaji smiled as he started adding spices to the potatoes. First, we sprinkle some salt, then spices that heal us from inside. Spices are as colorful as the foods we eat. Let's add a pinch of turmeric powder and a half teaspoon of red chili powder. Finally, half a teaspoon of garam masala. Meera watched as the mashed potatoes changed color from white to yellow and then to red. Is it boring to always do what the teacher tells you? Meera asks. Here is the dough. And here are the mashed potatoes. Can you make the parathas? Dadaji placed the bowls in front of her. But I don't know what to do. Meera stepped back, her hands in the air. Dadaji smiled. And this is why sometimes people need to be a student before becoming a teacher. We all learn new things all our lives. It's one of the things that help our brains grow. Dadaji divided the dough and shaped the smaller balls into a cup, filled it with the mashed and spiced potatoes, and rolled them flat into a circle. So to do anything, first we should be willing to learn? Meera wondered aloud as she rolled the dough. Perfectly shaped and perfectly said, Dadaji beamed at Meera. After he placed the flat bread on the preheated cooking pan and added a little oil, the room filled with a wonderful aroma. I love the smell of aloo paratha. I can't wait to learn how to make chocolate chip cookies. Meera looked at the potato fillings. Something still seemed missing. You know what, Dadaji? Meera snapped her fingers. I have seen Dadima add those green leaves to her potatoes. Oh, you mean coriander? Dadaji wondered. Yes, yes, Meera jumped. Green makes the aloo paratha look even more colorful. Oh, you are right, Dadaji said. I didn't think about coriander. Garnish makes food looks good and has health benefits too. You played an important part in this recipe, and you taught me that flavor and color are important too. Ah, student can also become a teacher. Her brain started working fast as she watched her Dadaji chop up the coriander leaves. We could take turns, Meera whispered to herself. Dadaji looked up. Shelly and me, Meera grinned at Dadaji. We could be a teacher one day and a student the next day. That way both of us can learn from each other. You can be anything you want to be, my darling. Dadaji hugged Meera. Now let's enjoy the dish. Meera took her first bite of the paratha. This is the yummiest paratha I have ever tasted, Dadaji said. I can't wait to try your chocolate chip cookies. Meera laughed and nodded. After cleaning up, Meera ran to the phone. She couldn't wait to talk with Shelley. The end.
Oh my goodness, that is so amazing. I'm so happy that Meera wanted to reconcile with Shelley at the end of the story.
Oh yeah, that was a big part of the story, like how it gradually starts with anger, but then there's like a session of questions and answers, and by the end, she comes with, you know, with a solution of her own, like how they can take turns.
Right, because taking turns is super important. I would like to ask you a couple questions, if that's okay with you.
Sure, go ahead.
So my first question is, I know that Meera was really frustrated that she was always the student when she was playing with her friend. And then she was also kind of frustrated that she was the student with her Dadaji as well. But I wanted to know, how do you deal with your feelings when you're learning something new?
Oh, it's tough because when, especially when you're learning something new. In fact, when I started making aloo paratha myself, I went through these series of frustrations. Like the first couple of times, it didn't come out as well as I wanted it to. And I wanted the perfect paratha just like my mom makes it. So I had to keep taking deep breaths and I had to keep telling myself, it's a learning process. It takes time, but over a period of time, as you practice and as you keep working on it, you just get better at it.
Oh, definitely. I know that I get really frustrated when I'm trying to learn things sometimes. And sometimes I just have to take a step back and take a break. But
yes.
I would also love to know, what does aloo paratha taste like?
Oh, it's spicy. It's a kind of a flatbread. So it is like, it has everything in it. You don't really need anything extra to be added to it, except for maybe a dollop of butter on it, because it tastes yummy with butter. It is a bit spicy, it is salty, and it's like, and it depends, like if you fry it, like if you put it on the pan for a longer time, it may even be a bit crispy.
Ooh, so is it kind of like a pizza crust, or what kind of texture?
Kind of, you can call it, yeah, sure. It's definitely kind of sounds like a, tastes like a pizza crust, yes. But only thing, like it has it inside the crust, if you know what I mean. Like it's not on top of the crust, it's inside the crust.
Oh, right, so it's stuffed.
Yes, it's stuffed.
Oh my goodness, that sounds absolutely delicious. And speaking of delicious, you said that flavor and color are both important when it comes to food. Why is color important when it comes to food?
Because like when you look at any food item, like the first thing you notice is how colorful it looks. The more greens and the yellows and the orange, the red. If you see a bunch of colors on it, it just looks so appetizing that it just makes you want to taste it. So I really feel that along with taste, the color is equally important. The look of the dish is very important.
Oh, I definitely understand that, because when I can see something like a beautiful fruit salad, it makes me want to eat it even more.
Exactly.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your beautiful story with us. I would love to know, if we want to see the illustrations and get a copy for ourselves, where do we go?
So at this point, it's pretty much available in it's available on Amazon.com, and it's available in different countries too. Like it's available in UK, USA, it's available in India, and anywhere that is in Amazon, you will find it there. And it's also available in US in Barnes & Noble online. And actually, if you just Google Meera Makes Aloo Paratha, you will find a bunch of websites.
Oh, that is so amazing. Well, thank you so much for sharing that with us today. Is there anything else you would like to share before we go?
Just one thing I'd just like to share to all the kids and all the parents. Like, conversations are so important. Like, you know, talking with your parents, talking with your friends. No problem in life cannot be solved just by talking it out. So it's very important to have those important, just like Meera and her Dadaji, even as they are cooking, They are not just cooking quietly. They are talking with each other. They are making those connections with each other. They are bonding with each other. So cooking, conversations, these are the main theme of my book. So if you want to take anything from my book, it is this, that just talk it out.
Definitely. Everything is so much better when you're talking, right?
Exactly, yeah.
And that's how we're able to have great conversations and great relationships. It was so awesome meeting you today.
Thank you. Thank you, Rella, so much for giving me this opportunity. It was like, it really means a lot to me.
Yes, of course, Sangeeta. And I hope to see you again soon on the show.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thanks. Have a good day. Bye.
Bye.
Oh my goodness, that was so amazing. I was so happy that she was able to come and share this beautiful story with us. If you liked it as much as I did, you can find all of the links down below. And make sure that if you're interested in any Rella B books, you can find those at rellabbooks.com. I would love to encourage you to go ahead and check out the interactive activity that's going to be linked down in the description. It has to do with today's episode. And you know what time it is. It's time to find out our co-creators. Show us co-creators in the app. Tell me, tap, tap, tap. Hello, smartphone, tell us today. Did all our friends have fun and play? I hear my friends. Simply Angeline had fun today. I don't know about you, but Simply Angeline is an amazing YouTuber and Instagrammer that promotes children's literacy. She reviews so many amazing books by really great authors. I definitely encourage you to check her out on Instagram and her channel, Simply Angeline, if you love books just as much as I did. Thank you for coming and spending this time with me today. I hope you had a great time on reading with Rella B with me. If you would like to become a co-creator, you can go to rellabbooks.com and check out the Want to Participate tab. And if you would like to be on the show, definitely let me know. You can reach me at media@rellabbooks.com if you want to come on and read a story. And if you need help creating a story, I have a generator that'll help you create your very own story that you can read as a co-creator on the podcast on their Want to Participate tab. So thank you so much for joining us today, and have a good one. Toodles!